It's the one and only David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Welcome back. Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Hanging out in the studio, Dr. Keith Peterson. He's going to be talking about, now we've got some pretty fascinating things, but this is Honecker's King David, and there's a concert that's going to be taking place at La Jolla Presbyterian Church. Is that correct? Is that the
church?
That's
right, on Sunday at 4 o'clock.
Wow. All right, so it's this Sunday. So people that don't know, listen, see what today is? You've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Sunday at 4. You got less. You got about 72 hours, right?
Think about it.
Like in that ballpark kind of realm?
Yeah.
All right. Talk to me about Honecker's King David, and what is this about? We could give people kind of an idea of what we're talking about.
Well, great. Thank you very much. Pleasure to be on your show, David. Honecker's King David is based on the life of King David, taken from Old Testament scriptures, and it tells the different aspects of King David. We were just talking before the segment here, how fascinating the life of King David is, one of the most important characters in the Old Testament, and kind of an action hero in some ways, the fight with Goliath, of course, and all the wonderful things he did for the Israelites as a warrior, fighting for God's kingdom, but also a very human being, and this piece talks about the frailties of his life, the imperfections as well, and the bad decisions that he made, and then how his heart would come back to God in times of penitence. So you get the highs and the lows of David in this particular presentation.
Very cool. So I'm going to assume to some degree, and if I'm wrong, just correct me,
sure. But
that a lot of it has to, I mean, probably, you know, that part where he gets, you know, anointed by Samuel, you're going to be the king. Welcome to king school. By the way, you got to live in a mountain. I mean, it's not exactly the way most people envision seminary, maybe, but it was the way that God beat the Saul out of them.
I mean, so
that was a big part. And in those cases, in those dark times, there was a lot of, that was a lot of the writing. That was, some of the Psalms coming forth about dark times and dark, hard moments, right?
And that's part of the fascinating part of David's character as well. He was kind of like the Renaissance person back in those days. He was the athlete. He was a great warrior, of course, very courageous person, but he was also an artist. He could write poetry. He could play the harp. He could sing songs. And I kind of think that nowadays he might be the all-star quarterback on the football team, and he'd also be, the tenor in all of the lead tenor in all the musicals, and just a well-rounded person who was loved by everybody until, of course, King Saul started to get jealous of his popularity.
Yeah, that therein lies, that I think was the great testing, ultimately the great testing part. So let's talk about the concert real quickly so that people can have an idea. Do we call it a concert? Do we call it a performance? What do you call it?
Yeah, it's a concert. The piece was written back actually in 1921, right after the First World War.
Wow.
And so it uses musical styles from back in that time that were considered very modern for that day. And it's interesting enough, it was written for the opening of a theater that had been closed since the First World War. And we're using the orchestration, the instruments that were for that very opening performance that had a small orchestra pit. So there are only about 16 instruments he could fit in there. And so we're using those instruments as we do this piece. And a lot of different styles reflected in Honegger's music. Honegger was a French composer, very eclectic. And of course, American jazz was just making an impact on European music of the time. And so you hear some jazz, little Broadway styles as well, some modern music as well, all kind of mishmashed together in a kaleidoscope of different styles in this particular piece. The music's very engaging, very dramatic, as you could imagine.
Yeah.
There's a wonderful segment when David dances before the Lord, lasts about 10 or 12 minutes, and lots of great choral moments that lead up to moments of extreme passion and emotional praise to God. Very, very exciting. And you think, wow, it can't get any better than this. And of course, then it doesn't, because you find out the things that go wrong. You have the Bathsheba incident. And then Nathan calls David on the carpet for that.
Yeah, right, exactly.
And then David has to come back and seek forgiveness from God. And then he has the challenge of his son Absalom coming to try and take the throne away from him. And you think that after all this great stuff that David has accomplished, he still goes running off for his life once again in his old age because his son is chasing him around. But then God delivers him again, and at the very end of his life, he has a a life, and he looks back on a life that he feels well-lived and very grateful for.
Excellent. Excellent explanation, by the way. Very, very good job. Let's talk about a couple of practicals because we need people to know. So it's going to be at 4 o'clock on Sunday. What kind of attire? Is this a cag?
You can wear whatever you want. Some people will be kind of dressed up in a suit. Other people, California casual. Some people will come in jeans.
So kind of just open.
Yep. There's no charge for the concert. We want this to be open to anybody who'd like to come and hear a different telling of David's story. It might be an interesting opportunity to introduce some friends of yours who don't know much about the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Come and hear this story told. The concerts can be interesting and very engaging. We have, of course, a choir and a small orchestra, but we also have narrators who talk about the story. And our church has just been renovated recently, so we're going to show off a little bit of our new video and media capability by using some slides that project the different stories that we're talking about at this time and doing some camera work. So we're all excited about the opportunities that this concert is going to have for us.
Yeah, very cool. All right, let's talk about contact points to the church itself.
Sure.
What are the best ways if somebody wants to look at this on the internet or if somebody wants to call, what do they do?
Well, the website at the church is probably the best place, La Jolla Presbyterian Church and ljprez.org. That's ljprez, P-R-E-S.org. Is the great website, and you can go to that to find the contact point through their phone numbers if you need to.
Okay.
But there will also be information on our concert series. If you look for concert series, you'll find the information about King David as well.
Okay, so ljprez.org.
So
LJ Prez for Presbyterian. I'm just going to assume that was the.
Yep.
Going on a limb there.
No, you're right on.
Okay. All right. Now, I have to ask you because it's in this more personal, but not, you know. So, when you started to, you know, help coordinate this, were you like, oh, this is perfect? This is, I mean, how did you decide
on
to
this
do
piece?
This? Yeah.
Well, I've been at the church now for about 15 years, and I have a collection, a list of all the pieces the church choir has done, almost all of them, for the last 50 years in their concert series. And interestingly enough, this piece is one of the most frequently done, but we haven't done it for 30 years.
Wow.
But in the 60s and the 70s and the 80s, it was done programmed five or six times. And I'd never actually conducted it before. And I thought, well, there's got to be something to it if they're doing it once every 5 years. And so I figured it'd be time to pull it out and look at it. And then with, like I said, the new capabilities that we have in our renovated sanctuary, I thought, wow, wouldn't it be fun to bring a visual aspect to this as well? And Ron Bowles, our worship and arts director, and his spouse, Raina, have really worked hard to put that end of it together because that's beyond my pay grade to figure out that stuff. But they've done a great job putting all of that together. So it'll be kind of a multimedia experience that we're really looking forward to.
So you guys, and now you've run through practice after practice
yes.
at this point. I mean, we're not going to sit there and say, yeah, we're running practice first time tonight, Dave. We're just hoping it all works.
No.
So you've seen it, and so I'm going to ask you, because you still have to perform it, but you still have to observe it.
Yeah.
What was your impression as you observed it all coming together, like being brought forth as a communication? What did you think? What struck you?
One of the things that strikes me again is that the more you get to know these works of art, the better you can appreciate them, the more they can impact your life. And so the more I rehearse it and the more I get that, oh, here's my favorite part coming up, the more emotionally engaged I get with the whole piece. And as I said, the piece has moments of great passion and excitement. But it's also interesting because it was originally written for a play. There's some moments where the orchestra by itself carries the drama, if you will. And so you'll have the March of the Philistines and you don't see it. And the choir doesn't sing about it. You just hear the orchestra being the March of the Philistine or the March of the Hebrew.
Is that how it was written? Was it written that way?
Yes, it was originally written as incidental music for a play. And it was so successful that when they opened it up in Paris, it ran 100 nights in a row.
Wow.
People kept coming back to listen to it. And so a couple of years later, Honegger and the playwright got together and they put it into a concert version where instead of having all the actors saying dialogue, they used narrators to carry the idea of the story. And then Honegger orchestrated it for a larger orchestra.
Wow. I find that just fascinating.
The more I get to know about these pieces,
like, wow,
the more interesting it is. And this is the piece that sealed Honegger's reputation as an international musician back in the 1920s.
Wow. So now how many concerts do you guys do? Do you do one, two, three, four a year? Like what are the majors? Is it one a year?
Right. Well, the concert series usually has four, sometimes five programs a year. Sometimes they're individual artists that will come in. But our choir performs on two of them. We have a major Christmas program every year. We do two performances of that. And then our spring concert is something that lets me be a little more creative sometimes. And so we've done traditional things like Mozart's Requiem or and Vivaldi's Gloria. But here we're doing a wonderful presentation of this more modern piece, like I said, with some visual aspects as well.
Yeah. Do you love what you're doing? I mean, you seem like you beam from it. You just love it.
I get energy from it. I get energy from interacting with the people, with the music. I always tell people sometime they're 7 o'clock at night, I roll up to the church. I'm going, I don't have any energy left. God, please help me find something for these people because they're coming from their jobs all over the city and I need to have something for them. And within 10 minutes, we're laughing, we're having a good time, we're singing, we're physically engaged and we're singing great music about the truths of God and God's important work and love in our lives. And I always end the rehearsal uplifted by being with God's people and singing about God's truths and love for us through beautiful music, a variety of different styles. We do a little bit of everything at the church.
Very cool. What's the address for the church?
It's 75, you know what? It's on Draper Avenue.
7715?
Thank you. That's it. It's too close to my home address.
I got it right here. I just found it. Okay.
7715 Draper Avenue. I know how to get there.
Okay. And that's the key. You need to be able to get there. Okay. So we've got LJ Press, P-R-E-S for Presbyterian, ljpress.org. And if you're going to have any kind of like, I'm not really sure what I'm doing here, you just go into Google, type in La Jolla Presbyterian Church. I have a feeling the first 3,600 of them will be probably the right one. I don't know.
That's right. And again, free concert, bring your friends. We just wanted this to be an open experience to bring the community together and to shed light on one of the Old Testament's great characters.
Excellent. And it's a gift to the community, and it's at 4 o'clock on Sunday, and it's free. Let me ask you a quick question because somebody's going to send me an email inevitably in the next 10 seconds. Childcare, what's the deal on that? Because I need to know.
That's a good question, and they'll have to call the church to get the definitive answer.
Okay, get the
answer.
Info off the site, right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
And that's just important because people always say, what about
absolutely.
That? What's going on?
Sorry, I don't know that information. That's I should have had it.
Quite all right. So Honecker's King David, you have this opportunity on May 21st, 4 p.m. It's a free concert. Why not? I mean, look at, I'm going to say this rudely, but it's okay. Hey, there's not a football on. Not even any good sports
right.
on
no
right.
distractions.
The Red Wings
right
aren't
now.
Into hockey. I mean, this is just killing me.
Right.
So anyway, go 4 o'clock. Do something on
We'd
Sunday.
Love to
that'll
have you
be
there.
Bless you. We encourage you to do it. Excellent job. Thank you for joining us. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Appreciate that, David.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.